paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you a wide variety of information about you and your health. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. And that's myvillagegreen.com. And you can go on the site and access this show or any show. We also have a nice list of some of the favorite shows, so you may want to take a look at that. You can visit the Village Green site or the store in Cedar Lane. And you get expert advice on supplements, on health, on products in both places. So Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, and also take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning. I'm glad you tuned in this Sunday, and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Cheryl Burdett on glutathione therapies and their clinical relevance. Now, today's topic is going to be cardiovascular health for women. What are the issues and what can be done? I will be giving you some introductory information as we prepare to interview our guest. I also want to remind you the Autism Research Institute has their semi-annual conference. It's an international conference, October 13th to 16th, and this time in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it is for parents and practitioners. It includes general session, science session, and practitioner continuing education seminars. The site is www.ariconference.com. And ARI stands for Autism Research Institute. As many of you listeners may know, I'm an autism educator and a co-author of the book, The Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, The Ultimate Guide to the Gluten-Free, Casein-Free Diet. And my co-author, Pam Compart, and I have another book coming out, which will be about ADHD and autism, the nutritional supplement approach. So this is an important topic today, and I just wanted to remind you, and I will continue to remind you about upcoming news. So let's look at cardiovascular health for women and what the issues are and what can be done. We will be talking with Deanna Minich, but let's talk about cardiovascular disease in general and something called metabolic syndrome. This is relatively new. This condition is probably about two decades new, and when it was first brought up, it was brought up by the alternative medicine community and not embraced initially, but now it's well understood and certainly embraced. And it's a name for a group of risk factors that occur together and increase the risk for coronary artery disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Now, metabolic syndrome is becoming more and more common in the U.S., and researchers really are looking at multiple causes. There's not one single cause. And as I've said before, everything that happens to us is environmental modification of gene expression. It's what we come into the world with and what happens to it and what we do. And genes are plastic. So if we make a lot of positive changes, have a positive lifestyle, eat smartly and supplement well, we can move that gene expression in a positive direction. If we do it wrong, we move it in the negative. And every step we take shifts us one way or the other. Now, metabolic syndrome is associated with many conditions and risk factors. The two most important risk factors are extra weight around the middle of the body. They call it belly fat or central obesity. And the body may be described as apple-shaped rather than pear-shaped. So if the weight is at your waistline and above, you have much higher risk for cardiovascular disease. And the second important risk factor is insulin resistance. This means the body cannot use the insulin effectively, and insulin is needed to help control the amount of sugar in the body. What happens? Blood sugar goes up. If the diet is glycemic, raises blood sugar quickly, we get in trouble. And I call what is termed type 2 diabetes, used to be called adult onset, I call it acquired, because it is acquired. If you consume a large amount of sugars and refined pasta, breads, crackers, pretzels, if you're drinking a lot of sodas, if you consume a lot of alcohol, you're putting a lot of stress on your glucose control mechanism. As humans, we tolerate 30 pounds of sugar a year. We max out at 70. And the typical American diet is between 130 and 150 pounds a year. So even if you cut that in half, you're maxing out. Most people are not aware of this. Now, what does insulin do? It helps blood sugar, glucose, enter the cells. And if you have insulin resistance, your body doesn't respond to insulin and blood sugar can't get in. Now, my analogy is my office. I have a door to my office and my assistant opens that door and she lets the patient in. The patient is glucose. My assistant is insulin and the doorknob is the insulin receptor. So if my assistant isn't there or isn't working, then the patient, glucose, doesn't get into the cell. And where the cell is inside the cell is where everything happens. Our cells have what are called organelles and mitochondria. There are many, many functions that go on inside the cell. So if the nutrients don't get in the cell, if the glucose doesn't get in the cell, we're in trouble. And the message to the brain is, we're not getting enough energy. Eat more. Eat more. Well, what we're doing is bringing more sugar in. The body doesn't know what to do. What happens is some of that sugar, the glucose, gets converted to triglycerides. So excess sugar in the diet raises blood sugar too high. You get a release of too much insulin, and some of that, or a lot of the glucose, gets converted to fats called triglycerides. Those triglycerides are carried on and raise what we call the bad LDL cholesterol. They raise total cholesterol, and they are stored around the middle. I'm linking this back to one of the metabolic syndrome conditions and risk factors, extra weight around the middle. If your waistline is increasing, you have a sugar problem that's become a fat problem. And many people will find they're at an office and they've got high cholesterol, high LDL, high triglycerides, weight's going up, and somebody says, stop eating eggs, don't eat any meat, let's eat whole grains. But most whole grains are so refined that they raise blood sugar higher than a tablespoon of sugar. This is a sugar problem. Get off refined processed grains, pasta, breads, crackers, pretzels, bagels, etc. Get on real foods, whole foods, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds. And if you're going to eat the whole grains, they should be in their cooked, in their cooked cereal state, like real oatmeal, slow cooked, real cream of wheat, and more of the hearty rices, wild rice, brown rice. And they should still be limited. Some people don't handle them well, so you have to find out if you handle grains well. But a diet that is good in protein, and eggs are good for you. Eggs raise HDLs. They stabilize blood sugar. Now, some of the other risk factors for metabolic syndrome are genes, okay? You cannot help the genes you get, but you can help how those genes function. And this is new in the last 10 years. We've talked about gene plasticity. We've talked about the fact that we can have an impact on how our genes express themselves. Aging is another risk factor, and you can't help that. You're going to get old, but you can help how healthfully you age or not. Hormonal changes, and that certainly occurs more with aging, and a lack of exercise. Real simple things. Most people are not aware that the preventable causes of death are tobacco, diet, and inactivity. Bad diet, inactivity, and tobacco use are responsible for 900,000 deaths a year. This is so beyond all other causes of death, and it's all preventable. And the number one causes are all preventable. It's the inactivity, the bad diet, and the tobacco. I'm not saying it's easy for you to do, but these are the things that you can do and that you can change. Now, according to the American Heart Association and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, metabolic syndrome is present if you have three or more of the following signs: blood pressure equal to or higher than 130 over 85, fasting blood glucose equal to or higher than 100, a large waist circumference for men, 40 inches or more, women, 35 inches or more. Men should look toward getting down toward 35 inches, women to 30 inches or below. A low LDL cholesterol and a triglyceride level that's above or equal to 150. I say 100 is the better rate, because when your triglycerides are 100 or below, you're going to be quite healthy. So we're going to explore this with Deanna Minich. I want you to stay with us. If you just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with a lot of good information.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you a wide variety of really good information all about your health. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Cheryl Burdett on glutathione therapies and their clinical relevance. Now, I mentioned in our first segment that we have an esteemed guest, Deanna Minich. She's Vice President of Research and Development Communications for Metagenics. She is a certified nutrition specialist with expertise in nutrition, formulations, education, research, development, and is also author of numerous articles and a book on food for optimum health. Welcome to the show, Deanna.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure as always. And today we're going to talk about women and cardiovascular health. And perhaps we can start out by talking about what's unique about women and cardiovascular health. And if you might mention something most people don't know, that studies were not done on women with regard to cardiovascular health, and that the standards have been largely male standards.
That's absolutely right, Dana. In fact, when I was doing my graduate work and my PhD, what I remember my advisors telling me is not to include women into studies.
Yes.
One of them was a woman. And so, you know, there was always this pretense that, well, you know, the hormones may change everything. We can't account for all those variables. But as of the year 2000, essentially the FDA and the NIH have come out with very nice recommendations about doing studies exclusively on women. So I think that we will get much more data, and the landscape of the demographics is really changing. We are going to have many more women that are moving into the over age 65 category. And as you know, a lot of chronic diseases start to come up at that time, including heart disease. And in fact, if you look at the CDC's list of the top 10 women's health issues, you know, many women, at least what I've observed in practice, is that many women are afraid of cancer. But actually, cancer is number two on the list. And heart disease for men and women actually is a huge concern, and it's at the top of the list, with 25.8% of women all ages having and being predisposed to some form of cardiovascular disease.
That's large, and I'm glad that you're bringing this up, because it certainly has not been in the public awareness.
Absolutely not. You know, and I think that there's a different psychology around heart disease. You know, people think, oh, well, I'll just go in and get an operation and then I'll be fine. But, you know, heart disease is the number one killer of women, and it can be, to a large extent, prevented through lifestyle change. And no one really knows why women are so unique. I mean, if you look at their physiology, they do exhibit a bit differently in terms of symptoms. So there are some things that we classically know as being connected to heart disease that you don't typically see in women. One example is just even getting chest pain as it relates to a myocardial infarction or a heart attack. Many women may experience those symptoms differently. They may experience more GERD-like symptoms, more gastric upset, changes in the more the microvascular areas. And what's really interesting, Dana, is that women, once they do have a diagnosis, they usually fare worse than men with any type of cardiovascular disease recovery. So in hospitals, they have a worse in-hospital run. They're usually debilitated for longer, and they also have a twofold higher mortality after a heart attack throughout compared to men. So I think women's physiology is unique. We don't quite understand it. It could have something to do with sex hormones, with epigenetics. I don't think that the literature has really borne that out, but we do know that we do need specific research as it relates to women's health and cardiovascular disease.
Well, likely it's going to tie into the hormones and may even tie into specifically the difference between testosterone and estrogen, because there are so many gender differences, you know, from childhood throughout. So looking at the hormones is certainly the first area of suspicion.
Well, yes, it definitely is very logical, especially when you look at lab values of women during their cycle. So when you look at the ovulatory phase, when estrogen is at its peak, you see lower HDL, you see, higher HDL. Everything is favorable. So I don't know if many clinicians even realize, just even for a cycling woman, how those intricate changes, those dynamic changes of hormones through the month can really affect even lipids. And so just even thinking of that as you're getting snapshots of their blood lipids throughout their lifetime, correlating those with their cycles. And what I'd like to mention briefly, too, is the whole area with perimenopause and
Excellent.
The connection there with cardiovascular disease.
Good. That's a good topic. So let's cover it.
Yeah, one thing to note is that, and this is pretty well known, is that for a woman that is going through early menopause, that is a marker of increased risk for cardiovascular disease. I don't know if many people realize that, but many women are now going through perimenopause in their mid to late 30s. Sometimes it drags on for 10 to 15 years, and then she completes, and then she's postmenopausal. But, you know, this whole early perimenopause and menopause is really connected to cardiovascular disease. And the more symptoms she has, so if she's prone to vasomotor symptoms, hot flashes, and usually as women go through perimenopause, they start getting things like heart palpitations. These are all connected to these underlying symptoms of increased cardiovascular disease risk.
Now, that is something that people don't connect. They just say, oh, it's my hormones, as if
right.
it's benign. And what I'm hearing from you is it's not benign.
It's not. In fact, there is some emerging research that came out in 2010 that essentially showed that when a woman is hot flashing, they monitored her heart rate variability, and that's more or less a very standard marker that cardiologists use to look at how the heart responds to stressors. And when she goes into a flash, she actually has a dip in her heart rate variability, which is not a very good thing. In fact, decreased heart rate variability is correlated with increased cardiovascular mortality. So what you want to do is really work on hot flashes and try to reduce those so that she moves out of that state of lowered heart rate variability. So if she's flashing 15 to 20 times a day, that's not so good. You definitely want to get some control on that. And also, the hot flashes are connected to endothelial dysfunction. And I think that many clinicians are getting a better understanding of what that is. But essentially, endothelial dysfunction is preclinical atherosclerosis.
Very well said. Describe that in layman's terms, the endothelial tissues.
Yeah, so the endothelium is essentially the lining inside the arterial wall, and there's a whole cascade of reactions that gets that to expand and to contract in the best way. And so you can imagine if you eat a and there have been studies like this, if you eat a very high fat meal, that would be something like on the order of 50 to 60 grams, what you see is a constriction in the endothelium. And so that's not good because that's connected to high blood pressure. It's connected to injuring the vessel wall, which sets a patient up for an atherosclerotic cascade, really. So really, endothelial function can be measured clinically. One of the indirect markers might be high blood pressure, but really at our clinic at the Functional Medicine Research Center in Gig Harbor, what we do is flow-mediated vasodilation. So essentially cuffing the brachial artery, occluding it for about 5 minutes, and then measuring the arterial size after the blood flow has been allowed to resume. And so then you can get a sense of what is a patient's arterial flow like? What is their endothelial function capacity? So it's very helpful, and looking at those subtle changes can really be, a preclinical marker of atherosclerosis.
I'm glad you mentioned this because there's a message that you have given, and I want to emphasize it. When you eat a meal that is not healthy, the effects are immediate. And I don't think many people realize that. We've talked about it on the show with regard to overeating and junk food eating and free radical damaging production. But you've mentioned the immediate effect in the endothelial tissues where really cardiovascular disease starts.
That's right. And I'm glad you bring that up, Dana, because you and I are foodies and steeped in nutrition. And it's after one meal, even in healthy people, for 6 hours postprandially, you can see changes in lipids, changes in that vasculature. And you can imagine somebody goes from one meal to the next, high-fat meal after high-fat meal. It becomes like a snowball moving into an avalanche type of an effect. And then no wonder we wake up one day with high blood pressure, chest pain, and all types of cardiovascular issues.
You know, I'm glad you brought the point up, and I'm glad we've emphasized it, because I think that people don't realize that every opportunity, every bite they take, every opportunity to eat is an important choice. And yeah. Not about, you know, it's not necessarily about being perfect. I call, you know, the goals should be 80%ers. They're people that rarely eat healthfully, and those that eat healthfully most of the time and rarely have junk food. So we're not talking about perfection. The other thing I wanted to mention that ties in, when you talked about perimenopause beginning in the mid to late 30s and extending on to 15 years in some women, as I've looked at my career in nutrition, which is 40 years, there's a huge difference today in the menstrual, the perimenopause, the menopause in women in Western cultures. And what we've learned is that, for instance, women in Italy and France do not experience what we experience.
Yes.
And it really is wrapped up in diet. And we've been exposed to this, sad standard American diet for so long, the hydrogenated oils, fried foods, junk foods, fake foods, artificial foods, etc. And we're paying an epigenetic price for it because we affect the generations beyond us, even if they change their diet. And that's, you referred to the epigenetics earlier.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I agree with you. The food is a huge component, and I think emotionally, women are carrying lots of different roles, especially in this culture. And so there's kind of this conflict about being a woman. And so I think that emotional feelings about having their periods or all the stress that they're under, that affects their physiology. And then if they're not eating right, that further compounds the situation. It's like this feedback loop. So
very good. Well, we've got a lot more to explore, and I'm glad we have the time today. And if you've just tuned in, listeners, we are talking about cardiovascular health for women. What are the issues? What can be done? And we've been speaking with Deanna Minich. This is Dana Lake and the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and it's brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we bring you a lot of good information just about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Cheryl Burdett on glutathione therapies and their clinical relevance. And today our guest is Deanna Minich. She's with Metagenics, and she's a certified nutrition specialist with expertise in nutrition, formulations, education, research, development, and she is also an author of numerous articles and a book on food for optimum health. So we have been discussing cardiovascular health for women, and let's talk a little bit more about what the issues are and what can be done about them. Deanna.
Okay. So I think another thing to mention here is looking at women that are at risk, because of course clinicians, we're all at different levels in terms of who we see and where the patient is when they're coming to you. So looking at even something like high triglycerides, there was just a new statement out by the American Heart Association that they brought the level of triglycerides for optimal levels down even lower. So I think this whole thing with triglycerides is a great marker to look at in terms of looking at somebody's risk for cardiovascular disease. Blood pressure is another one of those. And in fact, what I think is really interesting, and I do many lectures on women's health, and I really get into looking at the different sex hormone metabolites in the body, because it's not as simple as just saying estrogen. We actually metabolize estrogen in the body into different forms, and those different metabolites, certain ratios are correlated with higher blood pressure. So looking at that, looking at even metabolic syndrome, if a patient or if somebody has metabolic syndrome, essentially that will predispose them to having cardiovascular disease by twofold. So not just type 2 diabetes, but also cardiovascular disease is something to think about with those patients. And, you know, Dana, one of the things that I don't think has been looked at and needs much more exploration, it's just started to percolate up into the literature, is the connection between toxicity, heavy metal toxicity, like mercury levels, cadmium levels, and looking at the association with hypertension or even vascular disease. I know that Dr. Mark Houston does... has really brought that to the forefront, which I think is great because there's starting to be that connection. And, of course, the body's like a web, so it's really no surprise to me.
Well, and the toxicity is likely getting worse. We've always had natural toxins since this planet has been in existence. But from human exposure, 2 million years of total human history, but 200,000 years of modern human history, we've had these natural toxins, but it's only been in the recent years, and I'm going to be generous and say between 100 and 200, that we've had all these man-made toxins, 85,000, most of them poorly, not tested at all. Only 200 have actually been tested. And many can be kept secret by a law that was called the Toxic Controlled Substances Act. So what's happened is we're exposed to much more and we don't get rid of them. We don't detox. Mm-hmm. So it's logical that they would be staying in our systems to do their dirty work.
Yes. They change up the mitochondria. They get, they're changing the function of the vasculature. So, and what is atherosclerosis? It's an inflammatory disorder. And so these toxic metals are perpetuating and initiating these types of processes.
Yeah, and each generation passes on alterations, even if the next generation has cleaned up their act. And that doesn't mean, for those of you listening, that you might as well give up if your grandparents, great-grandparents, and parents had poor diets and didn't do well. It just means you have to do more. And that's the exciting news, I think, today, is this gene plasticity, that we actually can have an impact on how our genes express themselves in a good or bad way.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And I remember my dad saying to me, oh, Deanna, you're going to die of something, and, you know, you might as well live it up. But I don't agree, because I've seen my grandparents debilitated for a long period of time in the hospital, in bed, not really enjoying their 60s and 70s, and they didn't live very long. So it's just about, you know, what is your goal? What is your initiative? Is it to live a greater quality of life? And I would think for many people that is the case. And what's promising is that cardiovascular disease is one of those things, one of those diseases, that can be prevented and treated with lifestyle medicine.
Yes.
And even studies in 70 to 90-year-olds, you know, back to my dad's comment, I mean, even if you are in your seventh or eighth decade, there was a study that was published showing that just by people following a good, healthy lifestyle, that they can reduce mortality by 50%, even starting at 70.
So it doesn't isn't that exciting out there?
Yes, but it doesn't mean we should wait until 70 if we can avoid that. But it's never too late. We can really make a change with that next meal. So I would encourage everybody to feel really empowered by that.
You know, it seems to me that we're a society of extremes right now. We have those that are young who are having diseases of the elderly, that diabetes, obesity, heart disease, et cetera, at young ages, even the, you know, increasing the under in the under 20 segment, which I know you're aware. Mm-hmm. But then we have the other extreme. We have the people that have gotten the message, that have been working out, that are health enthusiasts who do not look their age in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Mm-hmm. And that's a remarkable group. I think if you look back at pictures, if any of us look back at pictures of grandparents and great-grandparents, they were looking old in their 50s and certainly in their 60s. And there are many people today that have defied that by being healthy. They don't retire and sit down. They retire and they start working out more.
Right. In fact, it seems like many of my retired friends are actually working now more just because of the love of it rather than having to. So.
Yes.
But, you know, this Dana, you and I are really on the same page with the whole idea of food as medicine. And if you think about it, you know, there was that article published some years ago, I think it was in 2004, when they were talking about the poly pill and reducing cardiovascular disease. And I think it was a statin. There were some different antihypertensive, aspirin, folic acid. And they were saying, if you put those things together, you'll reduce cardiovascular disease by more than 75 to 80%. But then there was another article that came out that said, well, what about the poly meal? Things like fruits and vegetables and even dark chocolate. And I always like to find studies on dark chocolate for any condition that's favorable. Almonds and wine, fish, garlic, these fresh foods and all of their medicinal qualities, and putting those together, giving you essentially that same reduction in cardiovascular disease, that 75% reduction. So it's just a matter of our choices. And, you know, another aspect, we think about the Mediterranean diet, and as you mentioned, the people in Italy that aren't complaining about hot flashes and don't have that degree of cardiovascular events as well. And this is also connected, you know, looking into food a little bit more, connected to the acid load of the food, you know, really looking at, you know, there are so many things. There are the phytonutrients, which are having effects. There's the macronutrient ratios. And then also looking at, well, how do these things cumulatively change up the acid load in the body? And changes of these electrolytes and ions will really change up how things flow in and out of the cell. And can even change, I mean, they've even shown in studies that the net dietary acid load can change blood pressure readings.
And, you know, one of the, beside junk foods being such a contributor to the acid load, the sodas. Unequaled contribution. Yeah. I tell parents, if you wouldn't give your child a martini or a beer, you don't give them sodas. And, you know, I'm being facetious, but I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the children always chuckle when they hear me say that. But to those parents out there, that is your job. And if they don't do anything else but keep their kids off sodas and put them on some healthy drinks, I think that could be a big step.
Absolutely. I feel very strongly about that. And if not just for overall health, also specifically for bone health. And I do want to get in one plug here about caffeine. I'm not really an advocate. I know that there are mixed studies for caffeinated beverages depending on different populations, but there was an article that came out in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition just this year looking at different foods and their effects on arterial stiffness. And what they showed, and I'm always looking for studies not just on dark chocolate, but also just to look at caffeine, because there are so many people, I think, addicted to caffeinated beverages. And what they showed clinically was that caffeine had detrimental acute effects on arterial stiffness. And these were at doses that you'd find typically in one cup of coffee. And the ranges were anywhere between 80 to 300 milligrams per day. So you get, what, about 80 to 100 milligrams in a cup of coffee. So, and many people I know that I see anywhere between 1 to 2 cups. So just to even think about the effect of caffeine, you know, the net dietary acid load, of course, the pH effects, but then also how do things like caffeine change up our body's physiology as well? I just want to throw that out there. And we know that caffeine also increases cortisol. But again, it has kind of mixed effects in the literature, so I don't want to completely say that it's not good for anything, but I do want to put that out there about arterial stiffness, because that did just come through in the literature.
You know, that is very interesting, and I have been watching the caffeine information. Obviously, with caffeine, a little bit is okay. And most people are way away from what is a little bit.
Yeah.
Because in some of the, you know, the green teas that are caffeinated, a lot of people also get the decaffeinated. There's some antioxidant quality. But with caffeine, it truly is that more is certainly not better.
Right.
Well, let's do this. I think we've got next segment, and we'll finish up with some tips for our listeners. And if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us because we'll be right back after this break with a lot of good health tips.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, you can listen to Kevin's discussion with Cheryl Burdett on glutathione therapies and their clinical relevance. And he will make this practical for you. We have had an interesting discussion, and we're going to continue it with lots of tips. We're talking with Deanna Minich, and we've been talking about cardiovascular health for women. What are the issues, and what can be done? And right now, we're in that more of what can be done. And so, Deanna, let's go forward.
All right. So here is really your laundry list of things that you can do to reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease. And earlier, we were talking about the influence of all these high-fat foods. And I want to say that the quantity of fat in a meal is important, but also the quality of fat. We can't just put all fats into one big bucket and say that they're all created equal, because they're not. So one thing I do want to say is looking at high amounts of saturated, long-chain saturated fats, things like animal fats, can, yes, reduce your endothelial health or changes in give detrimental changes in how your blood vessels expand. So make sure that you have good, healthy fats and not excessive amounts. Things like virgin olive oil, walnuts, and almonds. In fact, nuts are wonderful for heart health. So getting a scant handful of nuts a day is about the amount that has been recommended for reducing cardiovascular disease. I mentioned dark chocolate in jest, but actually there are some favorable results on dark chocolate. Now, when I say dark chocolate, I don't mean the kind that's filled with milk and sugar. In fact, I have one patient who will take baker's chocolate, so like the 100% cocoa, melt it down, add a little bit of stevia, you know, really minimizing sugar, because sugar creates issues with our vasculature. So as much as possible, in fact, I have found really good chocolate that's at about 88%. I've also just recently found one at 91%. And the flavonoids in the cocoa help to expand and relax the blood vessels. So just to think about that, if that's something you like. The other thing with fats is getting more omega-3s. And when I say omega-3s, these are the types of fats that you find in things like the nuts, like the walnuts, in green leafy vegetables, in flaxseed, and probably the richest source is going to be things like fish, things like oily fish, mackerel, and salmon. And what you want to be careful of there is to ensure that you're not getting a lot of heavy metals there as well, right? Because that would be a source of methylmercury. So there are different types of recommendations there, typically 1 to 2 servings per week. And if you are concerned about heavy metals, maybe you live on the Atlantic side of the United States and you don't have good access to wild coho salmon like I do here in the Northwest, what you may want to do is supplement with a fish oil. So there are many of those, and definitely look at the quality of those. And I can speak for Metagenics' quality. They do have fabulous, a whole process where we monitor that extremely carefully. And not just if you are vegetarian and you don't want to do things like fish oil, you really need to be sure that you are getting enough in the diet from flaxseed, from green leafy vegetables, and that also, this is the piece that's often missed, that you're getting the nutrients in the body to convert those types of fats, because those aren't the same fats that you find in fish oil. So those are going to be the shorter, smaller fats. And we need nutrients like zinc, like magnesium, and most people are deficient in magnesium, things like vitamin C, in order to help the body convert those shorter chain fats into the longer chain fats that you find in fish oil. So I do want to, I definitely wanted to mention that, because many times when people are stressed, they shut off that many enzymes in the body. They start to change up a lot of processes, and that's one of the enzymes that's very sensitive to stress, that conversion going from the short to the longer chain healthy fats. So, very important, get some more garlic in your cooking as much as possible, or take it in supplement form. There are things called plant sterols. You probably have seen these margarines and different products with these phytosterols. And what these do is they reduce the absorption of cholesterol. So, very important. Many people, I believe we have a phytonutrient deficiency in this country. We do not get enough colored vegetables and fruits. And as a result, we don't get enough fiber, and we don't get enough of these compounds called phytosterols, which actually block dietary cholesterol absorption. So definitely something that you want to think about if you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, making sure that you can get a supplementary source of phytosterols. And I know that Metagenics has a great medical food product called UltraMeal Plus 360, which contains 2 grams of phytosterols per serving, which is actually a very It's a good dose. It's an efficacious dose. CoQ10 is wonderful for the heart. It's wonderful for the brain. It's wonderful for a number of different tissues, but especially for the heart. And if you're on statins, I would talk to your physician about also taking CoQ10, because oftentimes what happens is that taking statins can lead to reduced levels of CoQ10 in the body. And why do we need CoQ10? We need it for energy production. So definitely very important. Magnesium, I mentioned that previously. I think that everybody is way too short in magnesium. And magnesium is used for hundreds of reactions in the body. And, of course, magnesium is found in many plant foods, and we're not getting enough of those. So if you feel like you might be in that category, you may want to think about getting more magnesium-rich foods or getting it through supplementation, and that's very easy to do. And many times people feel more energy, they feel more calm. What I have seen, and also this is just known through literature, is that magnesium helps to reduce anxiety, kind of those effects of the heart, kind of the nervousness. So that may be helpful as well. I do also want to, you know, Dana and I have been talking a lot about food, but I also want to mention that really when we talk about lifestyle, we are talking definitely about food. I'll put that up there first and foremost because that's the place I come from. But you also have different other aspects of living that can all contribute to cardiovascular disease. And one of them is not getting enough physical activity.
Excellent. I just want to hone in on that. So let's talk more about it.
Yeah. You know, there are so many types. And what I could say here is aerobic exercise is so important. So aerobic exercise, aerobic meaning bringing in oxygen. Oxygen supply to the muscle is constant. This is so good for the heart. And also, I think it's really wise to work with your physician to find out what is your target heart rate range. And oftentimes, just my rough gauge for myself is if I didn't sweat, I didn't get into my range. And, you know, when you're walking, looking at, are you able to talk comfortably? Some people, I see them on the phone when they're walking and they're exercising, and I'm thinking to myself, well, they're probably not getting much, you know, it's good, it's low-level exercise, but, you know, you definitely want to be cautious here, because if you do have any type of cardiovascular disease, make sure that you have a tailored program that you've crafted together with your physician. But activity, even if it's just fidgeting in your chair, you know, getting some activity, I think, is good. And if you're constrained with your lower body, work your upper body. You know, usually involving the arms really brings in the activity of the heart. And lastly, I really want to, and probably, you know, this is up there with food. I mean, it's really hard to prioritize these things, but having lots of stress is very much connected to disease, and specifically cardiovascular disease. In fact, there are studies, I mean, it's well known that there's this connection with cardiovascular events and feeling things like just overwhelming stress in the form of anger and fear and just feeling very overwhelmed. And so I think that good, healthy emotional expression and managing stress positively is important. And even getting nutrients can help you to manage stress. If you think about it, things like vitamin C and the B vitamins will help you to make the stress hormones that you need in order to respond to a stressful situation. So it's all connected, isn't it? And really, I mean, things like, you know, just being relaxed, practicing relaxation. So what does that mean? That could just mean you're stopped in your car at the stoplight, taking a nice deep breath and really focusing on that can calm the body. And laughing is so important for reducing stress. And I found a really neat study that showed that I think it was laughing about 10 to 15 minutes per day could help you burn calories even.
Well, that's a wonderful finish for a terrific group that you've listed here of what people can do for cardiovascular health, and not just women, all ages this applies to. And I thank you so much, Deanna, for this information. And we know you'll be back on the show another time.
Absolutely. Would love to. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And listeners, you can also go online at myvillagegreen.com. They stream this show through myvillagegreen.com, and you can listen over and over again and take notes if you need to. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. Please join me this week for my special guest, Christine Ballard, partner at Dixon Hughes Goodman, and she is a specialist in the international tax area. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a full-service law firm serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Talks have broken down between Verizon and its union. CNN's Cheryl Castro reports tens.